With the Daily Dose for February 27th. Keep all my decrees and laws and follow them, so that the land where I am bringing you to live may not vomit you out. You must not live according to the customs of the nations I am going to drive out before you. Because they did all these things, I abhorred them. But I said to you, you will possess their land. I will give it to you as an inheritance, a land flowing with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, who has set you apart from the nations. Leviticus chapter 20, verses 22 to 24. Vomit you out. Quite the descriptive phrase. We vomit when we've ingested something that is harmful. We vomit when we're already sick with some communicable disease or incurable cancer. We vomit when our system can't handle the type or quantity of food that we've poked down our throats. We vomit when we're under severe stress or psychological anguish. We vomit when we watch someone else getting sick, say, on a boat ride. I realize that this is a topic that is a little, shall we say, gross. But sometimes God uses very graphic language to communicate an important lesson to us. He is not squeamish or delicate. The land is God's. It is sacred. It is holy, which is what set apart means. It is finely tuned, balanced, even sensitive. Thus, something about the inhabitants of the land before the Israelites took over made the land sick. They caused a violent reaction from the land as they practiced their peculiar habits, their religions, their sexual behaviors, their family life, their clannishness, even their ingestion of certain foods. Their violence, injustices, racial and ethnic hatreds, bloodshed, thievery, all made the precious land ill. It puked the Amorites, the Amalekites, the Jebusites, the Girgashites, and so on. And God was warning the Israelites that if they behaved like these nations before them, the land would retch once more. This is all about behavior that is based on faith. Faith in the one true Lord God, or the false gods of self. Faith expressing itself in love would keep the Israelites in the land flowing with milk and honey. Faith in self would only result in violent expulsion from God's special land. The scriptures portray the whole earth in similar fashion, like that of a woman about to give birth. The contractions have started. It's going to get violent pretty soon. But oh, the result. New life. What a beautiful day that will be. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back tomorrow.